we used to have in denominational church, we used to have like a sing-along, or we'd have like sometimes on, well, that was, we had, you know, churches back on Sunday morning, Wednesday night, well, and Sunday night. Anyway, once in a while we'd have church sing-alongs where it was a joyful noise for some people. It was pretty bad. But anyway, it was, people get up and obviously sing or scrotal or I don't know what it was called. But anyway, but they were making a joyful noise. Amen. So they were doing the best they could. And praise the Lord, I do the best I can. I do the best I can. I'm not a singer. Amen. I fake it till I make it. Amen. But it says make a joyful noise. This is a, well, I guess it does say in Psalms, you know, play skillfully unto the Lord. But amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's turn in our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. But while we're getting there, you know, I want to, and I feel led tonight to share some things. Obviously, we're aware of what's going on in the political realm, you know, everything that's going on. You know, I don't know if you realize this or not, but there's so many things going on. I was just reading before we came here, that the entire Russian government resigned. And they've signed it over to Putin and to Parliament now. We see that Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, resigned. Estonia's Prime Minister resigned. Italian government's on the verge of collapsing right now as we speak because of the corruption of the involvement with our election. They were involved with the corruption on that. So they're on, and these are CNN, so this is, I'm not making this stuff up. This is public news, right? You can go look it up right now. Our world is going crazy right now. And we don't even get in fear about this stuff, right? We need to know that, trust in God, that I believe some amazing things are happening. But we're going to see more things come out here in the next few weeks. Amen. And I think it's going to shock us all. I'll just say that right now. It's going to shock us all what is going on. And we've seen blackouts over around the world. We've seen people being arrested all over. And I think it's only going to increase. And we're seeing world leaders that are stepping down. The Rothschilds, we saw that Ben Rothschild, one of the Rothschilds, supposedly died the other day. And today, was it today? He's supposed to be part of the, you know, him and his family's part of the New World Order and everything. I hope these people repent. That's all I got to say before more stuff carries out. But we're on the verge of, I believe, an awakening. Amen. And the Lord gave me, and I want to share it with you at the end later, a very vivid dream last night. It was Friday morning. And but, you know, there's just a lot of things going on. And I believe he began to give me clarity. But, you know, we saw January 6th go on. You know, we saw our government officials basically exposing who they are, right? Which is a good thing, right? Because if I'm walking with somebody, I really want to know what they think. And I want to know them. And so we can look at these things and say, this is awful, terrible, and things are awful. But exposure is great. Because it tells us who's who, right? And so we're seeing a lot of these things going on. I know that, you know, and then of course the censorship that's going on is absolutely ridiculous. I feel like I'm in Nazi Germany or, you know, Lenin has returned and it's 1917 and the Russian Revolution's going on. I mean, it's just, you know, we're seeing this and we should have the freedom of speech, right? But again, we're being stifled. But I don't believe it's going to last much longer. Amen. So, especially when you lose $51 billion, you know, in a few days in trading. So, that always helps. But anyway, but we got a lot of great things going on. And you know, I believe God is doing some supernatural things. Amen. And he's going to continue to do some supernatural things and some things are going to turn around. But if we look at 2 Corinthians 4:4, what I want to do tonight is kind of reiterate what we talked about last week and just talk about the world system. We've got to understand the world system. And we're going to take a walk through Revelation chapter 13. So I'm going to put my eschatology hat on and walk through some end time stuff. I don't talk a lot about end time stuff, but we're going to talk a little bit about it, okay? And we're going to walk through some things. I'm just still, maybe sometime, do a full-blown end times thing. But anyway, we'll touch on a little bit tonight. So 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, King James says, in whom the God of this world has what blinded the minds of them which believe not. So again, we are living in a world where many people are blinded. And it's because of the devil. It's because of the God of this world. Now it's a little g. What it means is he's in control of the world system. Now he's been overthrown, and these people that are blinded don't realize that he's been overthrown because of what Christ did at the cross. And then it says, the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, whose image of God should shine unto them. 1 John 5:19. 1 John, law of the chip. Get there. But we've got to lay a groundwork for what we're up against, right? And if you really think this is against Republicans and Democrats, you are just really deceived. I'm telling you right now. Amen? Because, that's not who we're against. And 1 John 5:19 says, and we know that we are of God. How many are of God tonight? Amen. We're of God. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. So anytime that you're a part of, separated from Christ, you're in wickedness. Why? Because number one, your nature isn't like Christ. We're not born again. Number two, and the problem is many Christians are buying into the darkness. Many Christians are buying into the darkness. They're not seeing what's in front of them. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 9. And you always think, well, how when God's going to do something? It seems like people get away with stuff all the time and nothing's happening. And is there going to be any justice going on? Well, there will be justice. Because it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man what soweth, that shall he also reap. If you're going to do evil stuff, you're going to reap corruption. And it says, verse 8, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Adrian, what translation do you have? Is that the Passion or the Living Bible? Would you read that in the verse 8? Yeah, 7 and 8.
Don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. A man will always reap just the kind of crop he sows. If he sows to please his own wrong desires, he will be planting seeds of evil, and he will surely reap a harvest of spiritual decay and death. But if he plants the good things of the Spirit, he will reap the everlasting life that the Holy Spirit gives him.
Psalms 145:20 says, and I'm kind of moving along here, because I want to get to Revelation chapter 13 out of the New Living Translation. But Psalms 145:20, this is fabulous news for us as believers. It says, the Lord preserves all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. Did you hear that? It says, the Lord preserves all them that love him. So if we love him and have a passion for him and obey him, he's going to preserve us. He will preserve us. But all the wicked he'll destroy. Now let's look at Revelation chapter 13. I want to kind of give the picture of where this is all coming from and what we're really dealing with here. Some people will say, oh, the New World Order or this or that or anything else. And these people are Satanists, I'm telling you right now. Yeah. These are just really wicked, evil people. And the things they do, I don't even want to talk about. It's not even worth talking about. But that's what we've been praying. I've been praying for years. The Lord led me years ago to pray about this stuff, and we need to continue to pray on it. We prayed about it Wednesday night, and we need to continue to pray because, we don't need this stuff going on anymore. Okay? We don't want to talk about it. But Revelation chapter 13. Now, this is... Now, we're not at Revelation 13 yet, okay? We're not here yet. But this is coming down the road sometime, we don't know. but it will give you an idea of the spirit of Antichrist and the, what's in the world right now and that we're combating. So, and this is after the rapture's happened, and there's some very interesting wording here that I want us to look at that's going to bring, I think, some light of what we're in right now, all right? Now, verse 1, it says, "Then I saw a beast rising up out of the sea," okay? The sea is symbolic of people. So we're going to have someone that's going to rise up, something that's going to rise up out of the sea, which is just a symbolic of people. "It had 7 heads and 10 horns with 10 crowns on its horns." So we know that there are 10 nations here. 10 nations. The crowns means authority, all right? So they have some kind of authority. There's some kind of governments that are behind this. There's power. "And written on each head were names that blasphemed God. This beast looked like a leopard, but it had the feet of a bear and the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave the beast his own power and throne and great authority." So we see Satan gives the Antichrist his power and authority. All right? Verse 3, "I saw that one of the heads of the beast seemed wounded beyond recovery, but the fatal wound was healed." So later on, one sign is this Antichrist will have a head wound that will miraculously be healed. Right? Okay? Supposedly. "The whole world marveled at this miracle and then gave allegiance to the beast." All right? So again, the beast is the Antichrist. "They worshiped the dragon for giving the beast such power, and they also worshiped the beast. Who is as great as the beast?" they exclaimed. "Who is able to fight against him?" Then the beast was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God. And he was given authority to do whatever he wanted for 42 months, all right? So we see here there's a 7-year period, 42 months is 3.5 years. Okay? So he's going hog wild for 42 months. "Then, and he spoke terrible words of blasphemy against God, slandering his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven." Now, we're kind of getting into some interesting parts here, too. So, just kind of give you a groundwork here. "And the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them." Now, in the King James, Gary, do you have the King James? Does it say saints, God's saints?
Yes.
God's saints, okay? Can I say that one more time? "And the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and what? To conquer them." This beast was targeting the saints, those who love God, those who follow after God, right? What are we experiencing right now? Censorship. Anything that promotes righteousness, anything that says this is not right, correct? You see where the spirit's coming from? See, I'm just kind of giving you some similarities here of this beast, of the spirit that is going to come on. We're recognizing it now, but it's going to be 100-fold later on, okay? And we just read last week a scripture about how this Antichrist eliminates all those who have differing opinions than him, right? Right? Sounds a little bit like Hitler, kind of like Stalin, you know? Kind of those little cutie pies, right? Yeah, real nice people. "And the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. And he was given authority to rule over every tribe and people and language and nation. And all the people who belong to this world worship the beast." All right? So what this is we're ruling with an iron fist. You're going to do what we tell you to. You're going to do this. You're going to worship the beast. You're going to, if you don't, then we'll find out here when we read some other scriptures here. But you can see where this attitude's coming, right? You can see where we're at right now in the news with the censorship, with anything that comes against it. We're gonna eliminate it. Again, the First Amendment has pretty much been evaporated here recently. And all the people who belong to this world worship people, and they are the ones whose names were not written in the book of life that belongs to the Lamb who was slaughtered before the world was made. All right? Verse 9, anyone who with ears to hear should listen and understand. Anyone who is destined for prison will be taken to prison. Anyone destined to die by the sword will die by the sword. So, if we just look at this, this means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful, right? So what does that mean? Whatever we go through right now, we still got to be faithful to God, right? That's why we're here. We want people to get saved and born again so they don't have to go through that later on. Everything that we're going to read here in just a minute, you don't want to be here, all right? You don't want to be here, okay? You think things are crazy now? Wait till later. Verse 11, then I saw another beast come out of the earth. He had two horns like those of a lamb, but he spoke with the voice of a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast, and he required all the earth and its people to worship the first beast whose fatal wound had been healed, right? So this Antichrist is going to have a head wound. He's going to get healed. Everybody's going to, oh, that's so amazing. That's so incredible. He did astounding miracles, even making fire flash down to earth from the sky while everyone was watching. Now I want to stop for a minute, all right? I want to stop for a minute. The Bible talks about in the end times, the enemy will have what we call lying wonders, all right? The devil does not have power to do what God does. Remember Elijah called down fire from heaven, consumed the sacrifice and everything else? Lying wonders. Guys, we have technology. We have satellites. We have technology that nobody even talks about that we've got. They're talking about we have holograms and illusions that can happen where it looks like somebody's walking down the street until you touch them and your hand goes right through them, right? So there's technology out there that we have right now that we're not even aware of. But the devil's going to get his hands on it. He's going to use it to deceive people, right? And Hollywood's wonderful too. All the wonderful things they do in Hollywood, right? And you don't think our news uses Hollywood techniques? Come on, right? And the devil's going to take all of these things into effect, and he's going to deceive people. That's why you can't always believe what you see on TV and hear and everything. You've got to be faithful to him, and that's why it said earlier that God's people must endure, right, and be faithful. So we're going to see things, and the Bible talks about lying wonders. It means that it's fake, it's phony, it's to deceive people. Because really, the devil doesn't have that much power, all right? Let's not give him credit for what he does have, all right? He doesn't have that much power. And then it goes on, he did astounding miracles, and then with all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people who belonged to this world. He ordered the people to make a great statue of the first beast who was fatally wounded and came back to life. Here we go. Then was he then permitted to give life to the statue so that it could speak. Then the statue of the beast commanded that everyone refused to worship it and must die, right? So we got all this deception going on. Do we have a little deception going on right now? You think so, right? So we're seeing this spirit that is behind the world. We just read it's lying in darkness, right? It's deceived. The enemy is going to use lying wonders. He's going to use deceptive things to deceive people. Moving forward. He required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead, right? Now, is this a suggestion? Well, come on, cutie. Let's go down there and get it. It'll be fun. We'll get matching marks of the beast, right? It's not going to. And look at the attitude of the world. Look at the attitude that, for example, it's all about demanding you to do this right now. If you don't do it, we're going to shut you down. Now, wait a minute. What happened to all the open-mindedness that you kept talking about, right? Well, what happened to all that stuff? Well, it doesn't exist, right? Because what we're seeing is we're seeing everybody's true colors right now. Yeah. We're seeing people that are, we'll just say we're seeing people, all right? We'll keep it nice. In verse 17, and no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Wisdom is needed here. Interesting. Yeah. Wisdom is needed here. Let the one with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. His number is 666. The reason I bring this up is this. The first rule to be able to overcome your enemy is to understand your enemy. Okay? You can't defeat an enemy if you don't know who the enemy is. Right? The insurgents that we had back in... I have friends of mine that serve multiple duties in Afghanistan and Iraq. And the things they told me is like, it's just hard to understand who the enemy is. You know? I mean, they all look the same. It's not like World War II where you got German uniforms and you got, Japanese uniforms and you got American uniforms and you got Italian uniforms and British and all these other. It's not that easy. But we can understand the spirit of someone and our enemy by these scriptures, right? What the devil does, how he's going to do it at the end times, and we're seeing precursors of this right now as we speak.
Yeah.
We are seeing this scripture. Yes, we're not here. I don't believe this is the Antichrist and everything else. We're not there yet. But we're seeing glimpses of what's going on right now because we're seeing, especially in the United States, and we're seeing other countries are trying to consolidate the United States and drag us into a new world order. Why is that? They may or may not realize, but it's to bring this Antichrist into this world. And we're going to fight this thing tooth and nail. We're going to pray. We're going to do what we can. Amen? Because we don't want the Antichrist here on the earth. And so what we're seeing now is 2 Corinthians 2:14. So we look through here, we see the devil's pattern, we see how he acts, how he reacts. I always like to think of things this way. The devil pushes and drives and pressures you to do things, and the Holy Spirit just leads you. He just leads and guides you, right? Gonna do this. Well, we see people that are trying to manipulate, right? They're trying to do things, they're trying to cheat, they're trying to do these. Now, does God cheat? No. Does God do sneaky, dirty stuff behind the scenes? No. Does he try to manipulate and demand people to do things? No, he doesn't do that. So we know what spirit it is of, correct? 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now, thanks unto God, here we go, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. If we're in Christ, we're always going to triumph, right? Well, what about the missionaries who get killed? Guess what? They're going to come back and judge. And besides, what's the worst thing to happen? If you're born again, you end up with Jesus, right? I don't hear anybody that came back and go, oh, I'm so glad I came back to the earth with all these bills and you know. No. If you get over with Jesus, you're not going to want to come back. No. If you do, you need counseling. All right, I'm just telling you right now. Nobody wants to come back here. So now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Who's got a different... Adrian, would you read that in 2 Corinthians 2:14? Mm-hmm. He always causes us to triumph. Glory to God. He always causes us to triumph. Always. You know, one thing I want to share with you, and this is something that I was kind of debating on sharing, but the Lord just kind of, like I mentioned earlier, I kind of had it. It was an interesting dream. And I will say this, I had a pretty good childhood, you know, when I was a kid. And anytime that I'm, you know, sometimes I feel like I just, like everything that's going on, I think about when I was a kid, you know. And we all have those little happy places that we think about, right? You know, we always go back to little happy places. Well, mine is when I was a kid. You know, my grandfather had some land, and we had go-karts, and he's a World War II vet. So, you know, but anyway, he had go-karts, and he had a couple tractors, and just, you know, dirt bikes, and had a big hill in his front yard, and you know, we go out there for Christmas Eve, and we go sledding, and my cousins and I, we would just, Brian and I and our cousins, and always just had a really good time there. It's just a simple time. You know, you're younger. It was pre-bills and all this other stuff, and, you know. So it was a very good time, and I just had a lot of fun, you know, going out there. And I was, you know, had a pretty good relationship with him growing up, and, you know, spent some time with him as a kid. And so I was kind of revert back to thinking about him and that time, and just a simpler time, you know. I'm kind of getting it. I get it. I like to watch a lot of older shows like Andy Griffith and things like that because it takes me back to a simpler time. You know, things aren't complicated. You know, I don't want things to be complicated. You know, I want things to be like they were in the 50s, you know, where we could just watch Leave It to Beaver and, you know, you could let your kids watch TV. Yeah. And you didn't have to monitor everything, right?
Yeah.
And they could run the neighborhood like I did when I was a kid. And life was simpler back then. So this dream, I was sitting there, and my grandfather, well, both my grandfathers died in 94. But as we're sitting there, and I just noticed he was up to my left, probably up ahead of me about 10 or 15 feet. And I noticed that in the dream, we were talking, and as I'd take a step, he'd take a step forward, and he'd kind of look over to his right and talk to me. And I'm thinking, I haven't seen you in 26 years. You know, why is he just walking away with his back to me, you know? And couldn't figure it out. So we spent all this time walking, and I tried to walk towards him, and he'd walk. It just seemed like he was always about 10 or 15 feet in front of me. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And finally I said, because he always called me Bud, or, you know, he called the kids Bud all the time, or had his little nicknames for me and everything. But he turned to me and I said, how come I need to talk to you about things? There's so many things in my life that have happened that I haven't had a chance to share with you yet. And he turned around to me and he said, son, you can't come with me. You can't go there anymore. And then he said, you can't be where I'm at. You're moving into a new era. I just sensed that it was very divine that he looked at me and said, son, you can't come with me. You can't be where I'm at, and you can't go back to where we were at. You're entering into a new era. Things are not going to be the same anymore. And he walked off. And it was like, I woke up and I knew what it meant, that we are entering into a new era. We can't go back there anymore. We're done. God is creating something new here. And it was very vivid to me. And I woke up and I thought, it made sense after he said that, because like, no matter how close I got to him, he just was always three arms length away. I couldn't get to him. I couldn't get there. And it was like we were trapped in two different eons. Eons is a Greek translation for age, or eon. So here, eon. But I was stuck in this age moving forward, doing something where this, and I believe that we're seeing this now, we're going to see this play out in the next few weeks. God is beginning in this world a new era, a new time, and we're moving forward in it. Things are not going to be the same anymore for us. And that's why I believe that, you know, we're seeing a lot of these churches that are not, some of them won't open anymore. Some people are going to try to come back to church and do the things the way they used to. You know, we're not going to go back to the way it was, guys. I don't know how the next 2 weeks are going to play out. I don't proclaim to be a prophet or anything. I've seen some things in the Spirit, and I feel like the Lord's given me some things, but we're going to wait for those things to play out. Amen? But I will say this, everything that's going on, just be encouraged and know that we are heading in a new direction. And I think one of the couple things that, for me, the dream and the Holy Spirit, because when I woke up, it was so vivid, I remembered everything, and it was just like I saw the look on his face. It's one of those things where your soul and everything is engaged, and it's just very vivid. But I think the message out of that and this is this: we know the enemy, but then also too, we've got to look at and not try to go backwards,
right, yeah.
Moving forward.
Right.
We've got to go forward because God has got new things for us, for you. We're never going back to where we were pre-COVID.
Right.
I'm just telling you right now, we're not going to live in the same world anymore. And I just sense that moving forward, seek God on your path. Amen. But scriptures we just read, he's going to keep us. And he's going to bless us. And he's going to preserve those who love him. That's promise. 91st Psalm is very encouraging. Read the 91st Psalm. But we're going new places, guys. Let's not look at this as discouragement or anything else. I wish I could go back here or go back there. You know, there are times in my life where I've seen Adrian and I just several times where, you know, when you walk through life and you walk with God, he'll close things behind you where you can't go back. You can't do it anymore. And if you try to do it, it's backsliding. You got to always continue to move forward. Always continually moving forward. We got to press forward. We got to do things. I don't understand why things happen. Or, you know, I don't have full revelation on the whole COVID thing, why, you know, necessarily that was leaked from China and everything. I don't understand why, and I understand the purpose and the motivation, but why it was allowed. But right now, we're moving forward, and I believe there is a plan, and we're going to walk in it. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to see God move like never before.
Amen.
You know, now some men, God will use men to do certain things, but it all comes back to God will get the glory for this.
Yes,
no matter what happens.
Yes,
amen.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter. I'm still going to praise God. I'm still going to be faithful to him no matter what happens.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that are getting bitter and asking, well, how come this happened? I don't care how come things happen. I just want to know, where's my next step, God? Where am I supposed to go? And so just be encouraged that we've got great things ahead. And don't look to the past or try to go to the past. We're going to find what God is moving, requiring us to go.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Piggyback and all of this when we were praising and worshiping, and a couple of the things that I'm speaking out, but then when I was done, one thing that came to my heart was that when I think I said something like, you know, that we're doing a new thing, I mean, I don't remember exactly what I said in the spirit, but then he said to my heart, and don't hang on to the way that it was. So, like, I really got a sense.
Right.
You know, like where we go, well, that was the way we did it, that was the way it was, or I really loved how it was with your grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it was like, you know, God, you just have the whole picture right when he speaks those one more time. Those were all the things I got from just that one thing. You can't hold on, but it was the way we did church, the way the body was, but then also in our own lives, back to the good old days.
Right.
Right. Let all that go. And I got that same sense.
Amen. Just
with
you.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep. And I just, again, I just keep that it's, and in this dream that I had, it wasn't like I was sorrowful. It was like I had joy, but it was, I still have a place in me of the old.
Right.
And that was still, you know, you still have. You look back and you see those things, but the new thing is to press forward to the mark. Amen. Amen.
Yep.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Well, it was good tonight. It was great. And I believe we're going to see more things. And I just, you know, hold on to the political ride. You know, just, I mean, there's going to be things happening. I think we're all going to be shocked to what's going on. I'm seeing just, like I said, worldwide, there are just things that are just, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I'll just say this. The things that I expect, there's some things that I know that are happening. It's going to happen, and I believe that, and I've already seen some things. But there are some things that I'm looking at the news and some other things like, okay, I didn't expect that one. So, but just hold on to your bridges. Praise God. We got to trust in God. Yeah. Amen. We're kind of at a Red Sea moment. Amen. Because if God doesn't deliver us here, then we've got a whole lot of persecution coming our way in the church. It's coming. And we're already seeing with censorship right now, and they are trying to shut us down, but we are not going to be shut down.
Right.
Amen. Because God is just resting God. Yeah. Amen. What do you do? I mean, what did Moses do? He's like, okay, guys, let's get around. Come on. Well, let's get some buckets.
No,
let's get some buckets of the Red Sea. I ain't going to do anything. It's like, if God doesn't show up, it ain't going to happen, right? This is it. Help me, Jesus, right? Lord, take the wheel. Amen. Father, we come before you. We thank you for this time together. God, I just pray a blessing over the people, just a spirit of peace, just a soundness of mind. And Lord, we thank you tonight for them that they are just going to have sweet sleep, and we're going to rest, Lord God. But we thank you. We declare that this nation started with you, and it's going to continue. It's going to end with you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that this nation will be under your control, Lord God. And we dedicate this to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you that, again, we humble ourselves and pray that you will come and heal our land, Lord. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Just really short. I don't want to keep going on, but just quickened in my spirit down sitting there. That just think about this week and focus on this. That you get to be a part of the remnant.
Yeah.
You know, some girlfriends and I, we were all at Rhema together. We worked together in Tulsa. We have this chat on Marco Polo all week long.
Tell them the name.
I didn't make up the name. My friend made the chat. Patriot chick. Okay.
Awesome dude. Awesome dude. Yeah.
I didn't. Yeah. She did. But this is the point. Is all we come on there and we just encourage each other. And we've been talking about what is the remnant?
Amen.
What is the remnant?
Yeah.
And they're talking about, you know, some of them are like just talking about when you get a remnant. It's not old and bad. It's just a piece that you put with another.
Right.
And when we were sitting there, I kept thinking about the remnant. We need to say this week and be thankful that God, we get to be a part of the remnant.
Yeah.
Because he says,
amen,
when I come back, will I find faith on the earth?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So is that us?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we were talking about our little group that we're all week encouraging each other, the little ecclesia that we have there. You know? And so we can say all week long that we are a part of a remnant.
Amen.
That he'll find faith on the earth. Because he'll find us on the earth.
Yep.
Amen?
So good!